it. When I talk about old time religion, so to speak, it's not a criticism. I'm just trying to make the comparison for you. And so, you know, in God's mind, there's a totally different thought about Christianity than the typical church. And it takes revelation and light and understanding and encounter with the Lord to really start to see what he had in mind. And so he's starting to bring that back. So we lost a lot of it. We lost a lot of it. But God's starting to bring it back so that we can go up the ski lift. Right? That's why he had that dream. And by the way, there'll be more dreams and visions here in the new year. Watch what I tell you. Because our foundation has to change. For the most part, church's foundation is still on earth. But that's not where God came to take you. He came to take you to a whole nother realm. So we have to lose what we thought. You know, all of us can think about church life and some of the stuff that was just nonsense. And that's because it was still in the natural. I got a little cold trying to come on, so I know you guys praying for me. Gloria and I took our grands down to Wilmington, North Carolina yesterday and day before, and they were sneezing and coughing and not covering anything. So I know they got my niece. She went on home. She said, "I can feel it coming. I got to go." And I'm like, I'm all right. Then this morning, I start feeling the little stuff coming on. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So, you know, it's God's capacity. It's everything that makes him God and love is to get you and me out of the world and into the higher world. Everything that's in him. He'll do whatever it takes to get you to come out. Right? Love not the world or the things in it. He'll give you dreams like that. We get dreams like that now all the time. Going up, right? And Ross sang the song, God just wants to sweep you away, right? Christians talking about prophetic ministry takes you outside of you so that you can love somebody else. That's a miracle. That's not your gifting. That's God's gifting inside of you. And it's just a microcosm of what he wants to do in our lives all the time. Prophetic ought to give us, remember, you know, desire all the gifts, but especially that you prophesy. And Kristen and Moraine and those guys can tell you, when you get back there in prophetic, you lose you. I don't know where this is coming from. Well, it's coming from another realm. Hey, it's coming from a whole nother realm, that realm I've called you to. But see, modern typical Christianity is like this. You know, it's still sort of in the natural, good ideas, good thoughts, nice people will do anything for you that they can, but they never lose themselves. Are you following me? It takes a miracle for you to lose you. It takes a miracle. Miracles and wonders, signs and thunder or something. Sounds of many wars, heavens on earth, right? So we start to get into this place that he's really called us to. And it's meant for everybody in this room. And so, you know, you guys remember what Jesus said. Don't you love his sayings? Like, the kingdom of God doesn't come with observation. You can't see it. You can't feel it. You can't. It doesn't come with observation. This is the words out of his lips. It doesn't come with observation. So just because we see in the church people do a whole lot of stuff because of observation, it doesn't mean that God sanctioned that. He's got a whole nother realm. And, you know, hopefully we're learning, but sometimes we're not. We don't know. Sometimes we're not called. We don't understand our calling. that Lorraine is called to another realm, right? And the Lord just won't let up on that. You know, you can complain and everything like that, and God will just wait for you to let it go. Pastor Jay could tell you about it. Because I got to get you to another realm. You know, and I think about how the disciples got in trouble and the boat's about to sink and we're going to lose our lives. And he's like, I don't care. I'm going to go sleep. Because, look, I'm going to always present you challenges to get you to another place. I'm not going to feel sorry for you. You can say, you know, we're about to die. You know? And Ray basically said, get in me, right? I'm going to baptize you into a whole nother realm. So, matter of fact, that's what, you know, be baptized in Christ. We're going to be baptized in like a heavenly place. I can't wait to get this over to you today. You know, because there's this feeling from God, from heaven, that they're here sitting in front of me and you so that they can glean from the heavenly manna, right? From the hidden manna that God has. Remember in Revelation, you dwell with me, you're going to eat of the hidden manna. It's hidden from the world. But for us, so in other words, you can't detect it with your natural senses. But through Revelation, God's going to give it to you. Everybody still with me? Okay, so this is the real church. A city on a hill. Why is it on a hill? Why did Jesus say it was a city on a hill? It's a heavenly hill. It's always up. It always comes with revelation. It always comes with, you know, new birth is a miracle in Revelation. But then we go on as the Holy Spirit breathes on Derek to keep giving him more revelation, not knowledge of the worldly kind, but of the spiritual kind, to lift him up off the ground and to teach him on a heavenly plane. And so then the love and the joy is unspeakable and it's full of the Holy Ghost and miracle after miracle and sign and wonder after sign and wonder. And it increases and increases and increases and increases. The gifts increase. You know, somebody told me the other day, I had a prophetic dream, the person said. And I said, I feel like the coming year that's going to, I don't know why, I can't explain it to you, but I sense that gift inside of me is going to go stronger and stronger and stronger. That's because we're growing in the Spirit, right? That's because we're growing in the Spirit. That's because we're growing in the Spirit. So, I don't know about you guys, be on the be with me. I don't want Mike anymore. I want the heavenly mic, right? I don't want the squirrely mic. I want the heavenly mic. I want the one that's ascending, right? And then love's coming out of him and forgiveness and joy and encouragement. Like Chris said, that's my buddy. You know why that's his buddy? Because that's spirit to spirit. Right. If Mike was kind of down on the ground all the time, you know, the buddy thing goes away. We're spiritual buddy. So we're on this incline. And it's been, you know, Jesus had that in mind for us from the foundation of the world. It's like Randy said, you know, one of the problems with the tabernacle in the Old Testament had slay animals and bulls and cows, but once a year the guy went in there, put a bell on them and all that stuff. They put it once a year, he went behind that veil and he saw the glory. He saw eternity. He couldn't describe it to you in words. He came out and said, you know, there's an eternity. There's a spiritual realm. There's a place where heaven meets earth. There's somewhere that's beyond on another dimension. I can't explain it to you, but let's keep doing what we're doing. But the problem is that happened to one man once a year. But God, his God, not giving up on his total plan. I'm going to give you hints of it all the way back there Even if it's one man going in once a year, I'm not going to ever let it go. I'm going to give you hints of what I really have for you. And then the veil split. And then we all have this free access. And then the carnal mind. So here's what happens. See, the carnal mind can't accept that. The carnal mind says, what does that mean? You know, I can't accept that. But when your mind starts to turn spiritual, when God starts to ignite your faith and you start seeing something else, you'll say, oh, I'm behind the veil. Isn't that what Hebrews says? Coming behind the veil. I hope I'm making some stuff add up. See, we're called to, in God's mind, you're called to a totally different dimension. Totally different, right? All of the New Testament is another, you know, when you start to read Acts and all this stuff starts to happen, even the sheet came down from heaven, Rob. Even the sheet came from heaven, right? So it must be some animals up there. Right? Right? I'm trying to tell you there's another life, another creation. I think some of the writers in the modern stuff kind of get, what do they call it, Dre? Dual reality or something. Some alternate universe, whatever you want to call it. But you can only hit it in the spirit. Okay? You can only hit it through enlightenment. Your five senses can't touch it. Jesus said, come up here where I am. Your five senses can't touch it. But there's this heavenly enlightenment that's going on. And that's when you start to know him better, right? Because, you know, God's a spirit. As a matter of fact, let's put John 4 up there. Remember you told the woman, my hour is coming, where neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. So they're proud of this physical mountain. We got Mount Sinai. We're going to this mountain. That's where the cloud of glory, that's where everything was happening, and all the creation would go to Mount Sinai and knew the business that was going on there, and there's smoke and all of that. It's a place with the deepest respect on the planet. And then you had not in the mountain or in Jerusalem, the capital of religion on the earth. And Jesus said, nope. That's not where you're going to worship. Worship ain't not even there. Can you imagine all kind of groups going to go? We're going to Jerusalem, right? We're going to Jerusalem. It's even like now. We're going to Jerusalem. We're going to Jerusalem, right? We're going to trip to Jerusalem. We're going to tour. And I'm not putting that down, but that's good. But you got to always remember there's another Jerusalem. But it doesn't come with observation. Not in this mountain or in Jerusalem where you can worship the Father, right? That's not going to happen in the natural realm. Go ahead, D. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is here now. See, it's here now. It's here now. It's here now. When the true worshipers worship the Father in spirit and in truth, here's what God is seeking, such a people to worship him in the spirit. I'm looking for a people that's going to get on the lift and come up here out of the natural realm and learn to worship me in spirit. It's a spiritual thing. It happens on the inside. There's a revelation of God that happens on the inside. I don't need anything in the natural. I don't need anything in the physical. There's something going on inside of me that I'm enlightened to, that I know God is here because he's a spirit, and I see him with my spirit. I recognize his presence because my spirit is locked up with his, right? That's the New Testament. So when we start to learn that way, we don't need a law. We don't need external commands. We don't need anything external. I'm loving because of the spirit that's on the inside of me. I come to fulfill the law, right? God's a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. We do you a disfavor. We do you a disfavor. We do you wrong. We be ministers, that if we don't get you in the spirit, if we don't, you know, what, I remember reading this last night. One man said, I think it was Tozer. He said, we don't come, I don't go to teach people Jesus. I go to reveal Jesus. Can you see the difference? See, we can teach you all day long about the code or what he said or what he did, but you still don't see him in spirit and in truth. There's nothing going on the inside of you, that no revelation happening, no quickening by the spirit, that you know him and can hear his voice and you can understand that there's living waters amongst us. Isaiah 43. This is God saying. And he was telling the lady. It's almost like Jesus was saying, I'm about to do a new thing, and it's already here. Because he was there, right? I'm about to do a new thing. We're not going to worship like on Sinai anymore. We're not going to have, you know, sort of services, you know, every year, please forgive me. Every year we're going to have a revival, right? Every August or whatever. And did that not just become a tradition? Yes. We're not going to worship like that. We're going to be so full of the Holy Spirit, right? And so here's God saying, Jesus, like, God's about to do a new thing. And it's springing forth now. And then he says this, do you perceive it? It's here. You know, God can rush a mighty wind here right now, and angels floating around, but we could perceive nothing. What's he talking about? There are many examples that, you know, God can be right there in your midst. He could be sitting right next to Pastor Glow, and you know, and she's, isn't it a good day outside? Here's my point, that he can be right next to you, but unless he quickens your spirit to his presence, This is when we start to get into this heavenly mode. There's something being quickened in our midst, right? And we're starting, God's around us, right? And then you start to look at the bush outside and you say, God's in that bush. To the world, it's just a bush. Cut it down. To us, we can see. Oh, and we can, you know, and here was what the Lord told me. He said, I have a meaning to everything I created, but it's all in me. Right. So I was looking at something on an animal show and there was a giraffe there. And then the Lord said, yeah, that's looks like me. You know, the neck symbolizes, you know, a soft wheel, the neck is symbolizing of the wheel. And of course, the head is all the way up into another realm. Right. God's always trying to get us to learn about the spirit, even through natural creation. Because he did it all. It's not like he can create it, but not be himself. Something's in there about him. So we're now starting to tap a hold of what God's trying to do inside of us. But it's only as we get revelation by the Spirit on how to do it. And so we worship him, not in a physical mountain, not in a physical city, Jerusalem. But we start to get in the spirit, right? And so he, right there, Jesus is saying to us, a new dispensation is starting. The old one where they worshiped on the natural mountain is fading away fast. And so don't take these words lightly. Don't just read over that. That is a critical point in the history and eternity. I'm turning everything now over to spiritual. You used to worship this way. Now here's a new dispensation. You got to catch me by the Spirit. And I'm going to give you the equipment to catch me by the Spirit. I'm going to give you the facilities to know me like the world can't know me. And so you remember he said to his disciples, it's expedient for you that I go away. You used to be able to touch me. But now I'm going to send back a spirit that you can touch me the real way. I'm going to touch you in spirit. So. Acts 1. Remember, they came together after he was resurrected, came back, spent some time with them, and they asked him, Lord, will at this time will you restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it's not for you to know the times or seasons for the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Spirit comes upon you. And you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. I'm not coming to restore the natural kingdom of Israel. I'm not coming to give Israel back. I'm not going to do that. See, they still didn't get it, right? They still didn't get it. But when the Spirit comes on you, you're going to see the new creation. When the Spirit comes on you, miracles, signs and wonders, a new kingdom, righteousness, joy, and peace, wonderful revelations, love for God and each other is going to come and start to spring forth from a whole nother realm. We got to get in touch with that realm. And one of the problems is see, we've taken that scripture right there about, you know, going to Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the world. What have we done? We've taken that scripture and used it for evangelism, and that's not what it meant for. We went right back to the natural. We got all kind of programs to do it. No, when the Spirit comes on you, you can't do it without him. And this is the realm that God introduced us to. This coming year, there's going to be so many, you know, miracles touching us. Bam, bam, bam. Guess what happened to me? Guess what happened to me? And it really is starting to get in here right now. It's starting to get in here right now. Right? I sat down with a family the other day. I mean, Glow and I was like dropped our jaw. A miracle. It's the years. Rob, if we catch this by the Spirit, if we catch this, see, this realm is the realm of miracles. Your new birth was a miracle. Miracle healings will start to surface and crop up. Right? Because that's just the fruit of the Spirit. That's the life of the Spirit. They can't help but prop up. There's divine life in this realm. Come into this realm with me and live, the Lord is saying. There's life in here. There's peace in here. There's joy in here. You know, we're the kingdom of God. There's this resurrection life that's flowing through us over and over and over again. When he builds it, this is all by the Spirit. And he builds it again. And he builds it again. So here we are saying, Holy Spirit, just come in me deeper. I can't do it on my own. And we start to breathe him in. And I think I said this last week, just like there's natural air, you know, in the Spirit, there's an air. The Spirit controls everything. This is his dispensation. So he gets, just like in the natural, when Adam came, God blew breath in him, and that breath continued. In the Spirit, God blows spiritual breath in us, and that breath continues. So we start to keep living in the Spirit. And the more that we do that, the more the natural means less and less. Can y'all hear me? But you're called to it. People ask sometimes, what's my destiny? I say, live in the Spirit. Breathe his air. then let him do with you whatever he wants to do. The man shall not live by bread alone, but by every breath that God breathes in him. Every word that God speaks in him. But you guys got to know that's spiritually discerned. So, the word of God has to come with the Spirit of God. It's got to be the life of God attached to it. So my point here is that we're living in another dispensation, and it's up. It's resurrection. It's spirit and life. The outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed day by day. It's going up all the time, all the time. And it changes us. We don't think like we used to think. We don't do like we used to do. There's going to be situations. There's going to be times when you get caught up. You're going to be quiet or doing whatever you're doing, and God's going to sweep you away. He's going to sweep you away. And you're going to say, I was gone, but I was still here. Because that's what the Spirit can do to us. And this is why we were talking about the prophetic. You get outside yourself. This is when it gets difficult to explain what happens. But that you get outside yourself. It's kind of like when you're in a dream. You know, sometimes you're in a dream. Sometimes you're right in there. Sometimes you're looking at it from the outside. Right? Sometimes you're looking at it from the outside. But you know that God can do that to you personally. Because now I'm in the Spirit, you see. You have a prophetic dream. You start seeing stuff. Well, you have visions. You can start seeing things, right? We belong to this dream vision realm. And we belong to eternity, right? So here's God, you know, he said, okay, we're sort of like we're born out of time. You know, time has lost its meaning to us. And we start to limit, eternity now means more and more to us. Let me see that scripture, please, over in First Corinthians, Second Corinthians. Yeah. Before I read it, so the song comes to mind, take me to that place, to that secret place. What's the next words? Where I can be with you, right? Take me to that secret place where I can be with you. And in there, you know that God rules everything, all the universe. And there, everything is quiet. Everything is spiritual. Everything belongs to God. And you start to get a feel for your inheritance. God, is this realm for me? This can't be. Remember, Paul said, I don't have nothing, but I have everything, right? Can this realm be for me? I'm living in this sweet place. We're getting in the Spirit. I'm touching the new dispensation that the 2nd century and 3rd century and on, they lost it, but we're starting to catch the new dispensation. I'm sitting here in the secret place with him. His presence is all over me. This is a miracle. This is a miracle. Because we live in a miracle realm. It's a miracle realm. Can I prophesy that over everybody? Okay. So this is this miracle realm. And I start to touch the higher reality. We know that when the tent of our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God. A house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We know that when our tent, earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands. God doesn't, you know, God, nothing in the natural, nothing made by hands, but it's eternal in the heavens. So mostly that's used, of course, at, you know, funerals or something. Change your thinking. That's not for a funeral. Even though they take away my hands, I can still feel him. If they take my earthly home, if it's destroying my body, if in the natural doesn't look good, whatever, take everything from me, I still have a house. What's a house? What's a house? A place where you what? Dwell. You live. They take away everything in the natural. I still have a place I'm living in. I'm still in the spirit. Remember Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a house for you, a place to live. That's another funeral one, right? That's not what he's talking about. In this new creation, we're the house now. The time is coming, but now is that you're going to touch me and know your new dwelling place is in the spirit. So they can take away all the natural they can. If it's just dying when you go to heaven, why is he talking about a house? Why are you even talking about a house, about dying? Why don't you just die and go to heaven? You don't even need a house. No. Here's the spiritual perception. Can you perceive it? He's done a new thing. Can you pick up on it? You're living in the spirit now. Right? This world's not my home, but I got a house I'm living in the spirit. See? Can y'all feel that? And so, can y'all touch that with me? So, here's when we get in trouble. We don't know or forget about that we already have a dwelling here. I know I'm talking to you in spiritual terms, but I do you a disfavor if I don't. God, I'm dwelling. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of my. Now you're with. For God, that's real. That's not going to heaven and getting a hand, you know, mansion. People say, I want my mansion. I want it to be this color. And I want, you know, I'm going to let you come in sometime. No. Jesus is solid, sweet. I want to be a dwelling place for you now. And Rainey pointed this stuff out Wednesday night. It's now. Now is the time. She pointed out the scripture. She said, when Jesus said, I'm going to drink with you at this table, but I won't drink no more until I'm established my kingdom and I'm sitting at the right hand at the throne of God. Well, isn't he there now? So he should be drinking with us now, right? Both in spirit. Find this realm. Find this realm. Here's my conviction that from Joyce all the way around here, every person in these seats is ordained to catch this realm. Everybody. There's not one exception in here. There's not one exception here. You know, God's going to say to you, I put that food in front of you. Why didn't you want to eat it? Let me tell you something. All creation groans. All creation groans waiting for the sons of God, waiting for those spiritual sons who are eating up spiritual life, who know their dwelling place, right? We are living stones caught up in the habitation of God in the heavenlies. right? To be seated in heavenly places, right? By the way, it said God has a house, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. He didn't say in heaven. Eternal in the heavens. So you got that one guy in the Old Testament, once a year, saw the heavens, and his God's like, all the Old Testament, y'all guys doing some stuff, but the heavens aren't populated. I need people in the heavens up here with me. The heavens aren't populated. You guys are going to give you the law, but you can't populate the heavens. But then here comes the New Testament. I can get these heaven populators until the enemy deceived them and took this wonderful verse. D. I didn't give this to you, but verse 2. If you can. Oh, somebody read it to me.
We grow weary in our present bodies and we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing.
He's the Lord. I'm going to give you a dwelling place in the Spirit, and I want you to be clothed with Christ. We groan. Here's where we groan. God, put that heavenly righteousness on me. We groan. God, put that heavenly gift on me. We groan. Put that heavenly, give me that down payment of immortality. The whole earth is groaning, and we start groaning. Listen, here's what Chris said. Once you taste it, you start groaning for more. God, where is more of this? This is not something like I never tasted before. I've never tasted this round before. I'm groaning for more of it. And the only reason I'm saying this, guys, is because God, he's looking for people to worship in the Spirit. The only reason I'm saying it. You know, we can give normal messages. You know, do good, treat people right. Gifts of the Spirit, love, peace, joy, right? You know, he'll be out too. We can give normal stuff. Like Pastor Jerry gave the example the other Wednesday. I got all this in my Bible, but I never touched heavenly places before. He's God calling us up. And God's like, there's not going to be any excuse. It's really the day of salvation. I'm not talking about being born again. It's talking about heavenly salvation. I'm talking about this is going up higher and higher and higher. We keep getting these dreams and we keep getting these experiences. You get that wonderful Wednesday night teachings. It's going higher and higher and higher. We're touching these higher things. And sooner or later, as Ron was sharing with me, you know, we sort of, it's like a pendulum. And so we start touching it more and more and more. And sooner or later, this is going to be like a tipping point. And it's going to start spilling over. And the cup's going to start running over. Now, who said the half full thing the other? Full. Was that you? And sooner or later, the cup's going to start to overflow. And the miracles are going to flow more and more and more. Because that's the realm that we're called to live in. And that's the realm we're learning about. But the Holy Spirit just keeps bringing it forth and bringing it forth and bringing it forth. But today is the day of salvation. Today we have the Holy Spirit, you know, working in us, making it happen. So take some time this coming year to sit before God quietly and ask him to make it real to you. Holy Spirit, I have no agenda but your presence. Keep your pencil and pad by and let his presence immerse you. He knows how to put you in another realm. He knows how to have you lose you. I wish I could explain. I wish I had words to explain that. You start to get immersed, you sit, and you start to forget who you are. And you start seeing him in a whole different way. And then you can't wait to text somebody about his goodness. Because his presence is there with you and with me. And we start to enjoy him in a whole nother place. And it has nothing to do with observation of what we see or what our experience was or anything like that. It's like, God, you would do this for me. It's almost like he did with his disciples when he came, when he's about to die, and he washed their feet. And I think he's like, it feels like that. He's still washing feet. He's still, that love is still being poured out. And that's that place of his presence that we get to when we start to get in the spirit like that. The lift goes up. We sense an elevation in him, and we don't want to come back down. The capacity to learn more of him increases. We touch him more than we ever had before, and we grow. We grow spiritually. We touch the things that men can't touch. We see the things that men can't see. We start to drink of living water and the new wine. But it's all in that realm. Let's hold on to that. Let's watch him do it. Let's ask him, you know, seek, knock, you know, seek, not ask God, show me that. Show me that new inheritance. Show me what you were telling the woman about worshiping in spirit. Show me about that. I think that worshiping him and, you know, God, we worship him in spirit has become a terminology and not a reality. And so we really don't know what it means. So check yourself and see if we're really in the faith there. God's bringing us up there. God's bringing this house up there. So I'm just going to kind of speak over a few people. Because if the Holy Spirit is not doing this deep inside of us, it's not going to happen. So this is there's revelatory grace that's on us. That God's going to teach us how to catch a hold of him. In other words, he's the teacher. He teaches on a different level. So Father, we're giving thanks for the grace that's coming on this house. That you're going to wash the clay off our eyes that we can see in another realm. It's your grace and your mercy. We thank you so much for it. Push past the natural, the Lord say. Push past the natural. Push past the natural until your whole life is in the spirit. So we're pushing past the natural, Lord. We're pushing past religion. We're pushing past natural understanding and moving into the things of heaven. Where it's not just a song that we sense our habitation in the spirit, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And because we sense our habitation in the spirit, the words that we speak will be spirit and life like yours. Because we seek our habitation at the throne of God, we'll speak different kind of words. We thank you, Father, for that transformation in Jesus' name. It's almost like he's cracking open the egg of a new existence. We thank you so much. It's his glory. It's his glory that will prevail upon us, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the life of God and the heavenly capacity that your sons and daughters have to speak out of the other realm, to see into the other realm. We thank you for the increase of it, that the inward man grows day by day, the heaven moves strongly, 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 that we already have a house and that we're clothed with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we satisfy God's heart here by receiving of the new realm. We satisfy, just receive me. That satisfies me. Just receive me in this realm. Don't think about doing anything. Just receive me in that realm. That satisfies my heart. They're seeing me. They're positioning themselves with a new level of revelation and understanding that the veil has been torn. The veil has been torn. And you invite it to the secret place. The secret place. Where you can be with you, Lord. We can be with you, Lord. Take me to that place. We thank you for that realm. Tony experiencing that realm. Heaven opening up in his house, his bedroom. Heaven opening up in his car and his daily duties. I thank you now for that increase and that flow in Jesus' name. The rivers of living water are starting to flow like never before. The dam is burst. Heaven is open. Signs and wonders. We thank you, Father, for that, that the grace of God would be there. The grace of God would be there. That the grace of God would be there. That the grace of God would be there. Numerous encounters in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Numerous encounters. Thank you very much, Lord. Thank you for the peace of heaven on Sister Carolyn. The peace of heaven. The peace of heaven would be on Sister Carolyn. The spirit of peace. The spirit of peace. And the spirit of life would be on Sister Carolyn in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm in Jesus' name. Heaven is starting to roll through our consciousness. Heaven is starting to roll through our consciousness in Jesus' name. I thank you for the authority from on high. There's a heavenly authority in the room. Season us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. The power of the Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit will be here. Resurrection power, resurrection grace, revelation and understanding. Hallelujah, the graves are splitting open, Father. Thank you. Death has no dominion here. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for more dreams and visions and revelations in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is his house. This is his spiritual house. This is his spiritual house. This is his spiritual house. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're made for revelation. You're made for revelation. You're made for a quickening that the eyes of your heart will be open. You're made for a new day. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Brendan, if you can come up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the transpiring of spiritual information from the throne of God. The spiritual information, the transpiring. It's almost like there's a library in heaven. And you're sitting and transpiring heavenly information, the writings and the oracles from heaven being downloaded down in your heart. It's coming from a whole nother realm. You're a new creature. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. There's something happening that the scriptures come alive in God, that the writings and the weight of the writings come alive in God. God's taking you to his heavenly library and taking you, speaking to you and teaching you one-on-one by the Spirit in Jesus' name. Learn and enjoy on another level. Learn and enjoy. Redefine what prosperity really is. In Jesus' name, God Almighty, you're there, you're there. So this is what happens when we realize we're in God's house. God's house has, we are his house. Now, he has libraries, he has money, he has good supply. He has the supply of the Spirit. His house is full of supply. That's my dwelling place, Lord. House that's fully supplied. That's my dwelling place, Lord. Revelation, understanding, wisdom, That's the house of God. That's where we dwell. Clothe me with your house, Lord. My house. Hallelujah. 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 I want to say some more. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the grace that's on her. It's going to pick up, right? It's going to pick up. It's going to pick up. Amanda, come on. It's going to pick up. It's going to pick up. Hallelujah. It's like it's a breakout. We're breaking out of the natural. We're breaking out of the tradition. We're breaking out of what church we thought it was. We're breaking into the new community of heaven, Lord. Thank you for the divine exchange that's happening to her. Life from the dead, resurrection, and more resurrection, Lord. And she just keeps going up, up, up in the spirit. Old things have passed away. They don't even make any sense anymore. And you say to yourself, why did I even think that? Why did I even, I was duped. I was bamboozled. I belong to the spirit. I belong to the longings of God. Heaven is my home. That's my only supply. I have meat to eat that the world doesn't know of. That's Amanda. That's the grace of God on her. That's what she was made for. That's the spirit of God on her. She's birthing like she birthed Zaire. She's birthing a new thing coming out. There's a new thing coming out. God, we thank you that you're doing a new thing, and she's starting to perceive it. She's starting to perceive it. She knowing her spirit, man, is real. I'm not nonchalant about it, God. I'm after it. I'm after it. I'm after it. Show me more. Show me more. Her character changes. Her life changes. It takes Christ to be formed in her. Lord, we thank you now. This is birthing in her bosom. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I could say so much over everybody. Let's keep posturing ourselves for that, right? Let's keep posturing ourselves for that. Let's keep growing. I got to keep praying. Alma, can I pray for you? I want to pray for you, please. Please. Let's drink it. Remember the scripture says God gives the thirsty. You drink this spirit in. You drink this life in, okay? There's an economy coming. Oh, boy. So we sometimes we desire the economy of the world. We want to get ahead. We want to do things. We want to get, you know. But there's an economy coming that's from above. And there's a desire for that economy that's getting hidden on the inside of her that's starting to birth out. There's a desire for a heavenly economy that's going to take the place of the earthly one. That natural stuff don't satisfy me anymore. I got to have this spiritual kingdom. I got to have this spiritual bread. I got to have this water from on high. I got to drink the wine on high. It's taking me over. I just want it. I just want it. I got a taste of the heavenly stuff, and it's bigger. It's bigger than anything else. That's what's starting to hit here. You know, we hunger and thirst after this kingdom. It's happening to Alma. The ingredients of life, right? Living bread. New wine. It's another economy. And here's what she says. God, I didn't know that one existed. My eyes were closed to it. Everybody should get this economy. I didn't know this one existed. It's bigger than the universe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when praises start to go up, when we start to see in another world, you will never stop praising. You'll praise like you never praised before. God, you didn't have to do this for me. How much with him will he not also give us all things? As you start to see the heavenly economy. Lord, I thought salvation was this. It's this. My mind can't conceive of this. It's too far beyond my imagination. This is real stuff, though, because you revealed it to me by faith and by your spirit. Here it comes. Here it comes for Alma. Here it comes for Alma Jean. Here it comes. Book knowledge is not a sermon. It's a revelation of this new dispensation. Oh, boy. Rocky, could you just go and put your hands in hers? Because that's just what God says. This is what I'm going to supply you with. Put it up, put your hands on hers from up down, right? Because coming from on high. No, hers down, yours up, right? There we go. There we go. My God shall supply from that other realm. I'm going to supply your need from the other realm. We keep trying to get it from the natural. I got it up here. Remember, Jesus gave us the example. Jesus. So. The biblical example. She'll go fishing and be coining. You know what I'm saying? We get our supply from somewhere else. There's another economy in another realm. We don't have to work like a dog. Y'all listen to me. We don't have to work like dogs. I love one lady's face. She said, I'm going to come work for you. I'm going to stop taking pay because God's going to start. So she's seeing something. Can you feel it on her? Can you feel it? Can you feel the wind blowing around? Can you feel the head? Yeah, you can feel the wind. You can feel. Awaken to me. Awaken to me. Awaken to me. See, it's Abraham's seed. You get the same thing. Same faith, Abraham. Abraham's seed. Awaken to me. You saw a building, not Abraham's. You saw a kingdom that was way down the road. God's awakening her to that. Hallelujah. Her prayers will change. Everything changed. Like one person said, "My, it's all is well with my soul now, because I'm seeing this stuff. I'm seeing this stuff. Come on, come on. I'm seeing this stuff. Right? Awake, O Zion! Awake! Yes. So here's that river. Here's that supply that never runs dry. Never runs dry. It's like a well springing up with the endless source of life, right? Endless. But it's on high, guys. It can't be romantic knowledge. You know, God gives us revelation about this stuff. Dreams and visions. Can you hold on, Chris? Pastor Rob, don't go away, Chris. Thank you, Father, for the grace of heaven. The word of the Lord. Speech from another realm. Power from on high. And whatever is necessary in your life, seek first the kingdom and all that will be added to you. Whatever is necessary in your life, I knew it before the world was formed. Don't worry about it. Whatever is necessary, I already know about it. Man's speech can't get it. You know, we can invent a whole lot of things, but we can't invent this realm. Lord, I thank you so much for this grace that's on her and the people that you're bringing around her to hear these words and the mantle that's on her, the clothing, her heavenly clothing that you're donning her with. Garb of righteousness, the clothing of the Spirit. All of Christ in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the Lord defining to you the ingredients to walk in the Spirit. So he'll show them to you right away in Jesus' name. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, Derek. Thank you, Father, for Chris. She's kind of like a spiritual envoy. She carries the cross. She carries the life. She carries the substance. She's a carrier. She's a carrier. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So instead of a witnessing program, God put the witness in her and she carries it spontaneously. So we thank you. That's by the Spirit in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It's by the Spirit in Jesus' name. It's by the Spirit. There's an opening up that's going on down there. Opening up of the Spirit. So there's more revelation, more and more revelation. On this rock of revelation, I'll build my church. There's more revelation coming to your spirit, man, to share, not only here, but in your everyday life. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that for the people that she will meet, and even the ones that are in her life, that she will impart life to. Kristen, they'll detect heaven in you. That's what I mean. They'll detect heaven in you. You won't even have to try to explain anything. They'll detect heaven in you. I detect heaven is on the inside of her. What's on the inside of her? Where'd you get this kind of authority from? I detect heaven on it. That's how powerful this heavenly life can get. In Jesus' name. So much I want to say. So much I want to say. So much I want to say. If you have anything. So much I want to say. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 God's transferring your life from standing on the world to standing on the spiritual stone of Christ. There's the stone, the spiritual Christ, the spiritual Christ, the spiritual Christ, not the natural scriptures about Christianity, but the spiritual Christ. He's setting your foot on the spiritual Christ so that you will be planted solidly and have such a confidence and such a grace on the impartations of God. Here we go. Did y'all sense that impartation? Did anybody else sense that impartation? This is what Derek's going to be saying to us. Did you just sense, Rob? Did you, Rob, brother Rob? You said I got it made. I got it made now. I got it made now because I'm sensing his spiritual impartations. Look, Derek, it's life from the dead. Nothing can take. Death can't even take you. He's a spiritual divine impartations. Spiritual, there's heaven on Alma, guys. The spiritual divine impartations. There's God doing his work inside of us. We can't do it. God's doing his work inside of us. I want to grab him by the shirt. God's sourcing him. God's his, you know, when God sources you, it starts like from your feet and it rises up, right? It rises up down through, up through the legs, up through the bosom, up through the belly parts because God's sourcing you. He's your source. He knows how to source you. I give up. Source me. I give up my natural strength. Source me. I die to myself. Source me. Source me, God. Source me. It's like rivers of living water rolling up through him, right? You're not looking for external stuff. They roll up through him. He's sourcing them. You got something raining? He's sourcing them. He's sourcing them. God's sourcing them. God's sourcing them. Come on, pray with me then if you don't have anything. God's sourcing them. Source me, Lord. See, we get the religious terms out of here because as soon as we say, God, you know, baptize me or something, then you go a certain way in your mind. God sourced me. Get behind him, Rain. God sourced me. Supply me on the inside, the board. Supply me on the inside with the life. There's a grace here. Grace, revelation, grace, ingredients of the Spirit, grace. New dispensation, grace. We all walk in it. D, come by from behind, please. We all walk in it. The place of God. There's a place, a space of grace, a place in the Spirit for you. There's a place in the Spirit for you. There's an economy for you. Only God can do this work. God, thank you for the dispensation that's landing on Derek. Good. That dispensation. Jesus, do your thing, Jesus. Do your thing, Lord. Thank you, Father, for helping him, molding him, Lord, according to heaven. Clothing him according to heaven. We thank you for the new creation that's in Christ Jesus, that's in Derek. I praise you, Father. The Spirit quickens. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you. Thank you for him, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. A new foundation. A new foundation, a new walk, a new stride, a new strut, a new grace, a new. So he can identify. I'm just saying this for him. I feel like I'm in the Spirit. Right? I feel like I'm in the Spirit now. I don't know how to explain it in words, but I feel there's something going on inside. There's this warm sensation of life. I feel like I'm in the Spirit now. I feel like Paul. I feel like I feel like I'm in the spirit. I feel like I've been called to stuff, but by the spirit. That man couldn't give it to me, but only he can. So much more I want to say. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, the grace of heaven that's on him. Alive in Christ Jesus. Revelation after revelation, strength after strength, life after life, Lord, then the spirit, God, down only in the spirit, down in her bosom, coming from that realm. We lift up, we lift up, we lift up. There's a lift to our lives. There's a lift to our souls. There's a lift to life itself. God has reckoned me righteous with himself, and that has lifted me. I see that in the grace of God. Heaven has put that spirit inside of me. I see that and been revealed to that by the spirit. Now I lift up in divine things and holy things and heavenly things. There's a grace on me to do what God's called me to do, and I do it gladly in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you for the grace of God in her now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you.
Only the spirit man. Only the spirit man. Only the spirit man. Only the spirit. Only the spirit. You learn by the spirit. You live by the spirit. You grow by the spirit. You play by the spirit. It's all by the spirit. Revelation and understanding. Revelation and understanding. The revealing of Christ. The revealing. Revealing of Jesus Christ. The revealing of it. Revelation is revealing of Jesus Christ. Who he is. Who he is. What he has for you. What he's done. What he's going to do. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Revelation. 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 2019. Revelation. 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 2018. 2019. 2018 behind you. Did you hear me say this is a new dispensation? This is a new way, people, for all of us. The dispensation is how Christ deals with us, what he expects from us, what he wants from us. It's a new day dawning. People are waiting for Jesus to set his feet on the Mount of Olives, but he's setting his feet in our hearts today. Deeper, deeper. The stand is made deeper. 2019 is a walk with Christ. As he walks in us, new revelation coming, new revelation, the wind of heaven, the wind of his glory, the wind of it is here now. It's here now. His expectation of us is being revealed. This is not just a message. Christian said, the apostle brings words from heaven. He's speaking. Heaven is speaking. Can you catch it? Can you catch it? He may not have called you up yet, but catch it. Catch it. Don't miss this moment. The door is open. The veil is split. Come in to me, he says. Come in, come in. Come in closer. Come closer, closer. Yes, some of us have come in, but he's saying today, come closer. Come closer until you walk where Adam walked. You've got to walk there. That's his purpose for us, his dispensation, is to take us back to the first dispensation of innocence where Adam and God were one. Catch it. He's calling you. Jerry, he's calling you. He's calling you into a new way of living. In the kingdom, in the heaven. This year is gone. And 2019, the revelations will flow like rivers of living waters, dreams, encounters, miracles, and wonders. Come on, get ready, get ready, get ready. Say yes, Lord. We all can say it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Do your thing in me. Yes, Lord. I don't understand it. Do it, but do it. I don't know the way you're doing it, but do it. Do it, Lord. Do it. From this place I am right now, do it. Because you brought me here. You allowed it to be so. So do it, Lord. Do your will. Do your way of thinking. Far above ours. We say yes as we cross over. We cross over. I think someone said, like Peter, walking on water. That's a miracle. The miracle is when Jesus says, come, Peter came. Today he's saying, come. He's telling all of us in this room, come. Come on, get out of your comfort zone. Get out of religion. Get out of fear. Get out of doubt. Forget. His death was greater than our sins. And his victory is wonderful. Come, he says, come. 2019. Pastor, you're not going to be able to write them all down. I keep it. You won't minister much because the revelations will flow. You won't minister much because people are going to have to tell their dreams. Slain. We're not talking about the old way, but people are going to get slain. The Solomon temple slain. Because the glory of God fills the temple. He fills us first and then he flows out. It's a new day. New dispensation. Don't take the old out here with you today. Don't do it. I got a word as soon as I sat down in the seat this morning. I asked Pastor a question in his office. And then I sat down. And Lorraine said, the Lord said, don't do it. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Said, don't get weary. I asked Pastor, what's the difference of being tired and weary? And I come and sit down, and this woman of God, the heaven open, flowing. She gets up and speaks in my ear, and the Lord said, don't get weary. That wasn't Lorraine talking to me. That was the Holy Ghost. I asked the question. The Holy Spirit said, don't you dare get weary. Don't do it. Heaven is open in this place, y'all. He's speaking to us. Not mere man or mere woman. This is Christ himself bringing us into his heart. Don't you dare go out of here the way you came in. Because what you take out now, you're going to take into 2019. This is the start, the foundation of what Christ is going to build on in 2019. Every Sunday, every Wednesday, every time we meet, my God, Mike, don't miss it. Don't miss it. We all say yes to his will today for what he wants to do. We humble ourselves. We humble ourselves. These two men is just an example of our being humble at Jesus' feet. Forget who we are. We throw it all out the window today. And we start afresh. A new day is dawning. A new day. A new dispensation. A new time. A new way of God dealing with us. He's going to deal with us. If we don't go to heaven, he's going to not satisfy him. You can only satisfy him when we come up. That's the only thing that's going to satisfy him. It's when he have communion with us like he did with Adam. We drink of that new wine that he's already made and poured out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Grace, oh God. We break the yoke. Hallelujah. The power of heaven is greater than anything. Power of heaven. God, give her another taste. Give her another drink. Give her another drink, I pray, that will satisfy everything in her. Give her another holy, holy drink. Christian said it. If you drink, oh my God, it changes your whole way of seeing everything. So we pray the drinking of heaven upon you for 2019. All of us will walk in a new day. This house has transitioned today, Pastor. We thank God for the apostolic anointing. We thank God for the apostolic anointing.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Grace from heaven. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Praise God. Amen. Jesus, thank you. Amen.
Amen. We're embracing the life and the spirit. Let's pray. Precious Father, we thank you, O God, for life and the spirit today. The eternal realm that will not ever return void. Thank you, Father God, that what you are pouring out inside of us, God, taking us to a higher level, the New Jerusalem, the true place of worship. Now we begin to understand by the Spirit what is, what you mean when you say, let us worship you in spirit and in truth. Upon this day, God, we walk in the Spirit. We walk by the Spirit. We live in the Spirit, God. Thank you for opening up our eyes of understanding that we will see the light for its true purpose in our life, oh God. That our life no longer belongs to us, oh God, but we will walk by the Spirit and live by the Spirit. Thank you for the transformation of our hearts and our minds, oh God, that now we think it, we think heavenly. We receive things from the heavens, oh God. Even our natural hunger will change after we live out of this place, oh God. That we will pour upon heaven. We thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.